This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, intern Carmen Rodriguez sits down with Marissa Edmondson and Jordan Evans to talk about their ongoing efforts to address cultural issues in Delta County schools. Plus, Louie's Pizza owners, Louis Hayes and Janine Renee, share their thoughts on the governor's new mask mandate. First, these headlines. Montrose County School District Superintendent Dr. Carrie Stevenson has announced the district is soliciting input from parents, teachers, and the wider community regarding the development of return-to-learn plans for the upcoming school year. According to a press release from Public Information Officer Matt Jenkins sent Friday, the current plan is to offer an in-person, five-day-a-week instructional model to all K-12 students when schools start August 27th, in addition to a remote option for families who prefer online studies. The week of July 20th, school district officials will meet with health professionals, and all MCSD parents will receive a survey link. The survey will also be available on the MCSD homepage and social media channels. Then, the following week, the district will host community focus groups with final plans anticipated by the end of the month. The week of August 3rd, after reviewing plans, parents will choose their student's instructional model either online or in person. In the digital edition of the North Fork Merchant Herald, distributed July 16th, Thomas Wills writes about the July 14th Paonia Town Council meeting that Mayor Mary Bachran and the council expressed disappointment at the cancellation of the 2020 Mountain Harvest Festival. This follows news of Paonia Cherry Days and Pickin' in the Park getting canceled as well. Wills attended the meeting via YouTube and noted the elected officials and town staff were properly masked and socially distanced. On Friday morning, I chatted with Louie's Pizza owners Janine Renee and Louis Hayes on the front porch of their home in Paonia about how they think the new mask mandate from Governor Jared Polis will impact their business.
It just seemed unfair for us to be the COVID police, and that's kind of how it has played out over the past several months. So I'm very happy that this has finally gone through.
You know, we're a family-run business, and if something happens, we're all out of income, and we could all potentially, you know, at worst case scenario, lose one of us. So that was an issue for me. It's unfortunate that it's come to this. I would have really have liked to seen people just voluntarily do this out of the generosity of their hearts, and because no one wants to make anybody do something like that or create a division amongst those who do and those who don't. But it's come to this because the numbers are rising and we have to protect people.
You mentioned not wanting to have to be the mask police yourselves as business owners. How has it gone so far since the pandemic began?
Most people understand and comply, or they shrug their shoulders and walk away from the door.
So you've actually have lost business specifically from customers who were unwilling.
Yes. Is that true?
Yes, I think that's true. We've had some people who have claimed that they don't even, to this day, still don't even own a mask, which I find quite surprising. I really believe that the more people will be willing to knuckle down and be inconvenienced, the sooner we will get back to normal.
Are you a business owner impacted by COVID-19, or would you like to comment on the new statewide mask mandate? Email news@kvnf.org. We want to hear from you. KVNF intern Carmen Rodriguez sat down with Marissa Edmondson and Jordan Evans to talk about their ongoing efforts to address cultural issues in Delta County schools.
Recent events have inspired thousands of people across the country to speak out against the racial injustices that plague our society on a nationwide level and close to home. Here in Delta County, two Paonia High School alumni are trying to make a change in the way that Delta County schools address and handle racism. Marissa Edmondson and Jordan Evans have been bringing light to racism that happens in students' day-to-day lives through testimonies from current and past students from Delta County School District. Marissa and Jordan also wrote a letter to the school board addressing the concerns that they have on how schools handle racism in education. Their letter, as well as testimonies, are available on Instagram at decolonizingDCSD or on Facebook at Decolonizing Delta County School District. I got the chance to do a Zoom meeting with Marissa and Jordan about their letter and how this project came to be. Can you tell me about what you two are doing with addressing racism in Delta County and what inspired you to do this?
Sure. So Jordan and I were actually in swing choir together back in the day. So we've known each other through that. And then when, you know, coronavirus happened, we both ended up back at home finishing up college in Paonia. And when the George Floyd murder happened and all the protests started and kind of, you know, thrust our country into this really big moment of reckoning, we kind of started talking again. And it was like, oh, okay, like we attended a protest together. And I actually was inspired by some of my friends from Middlebury who were organizing like a letter campaign, like an open letter to their majority white suburban school districts being like, hey, we need to address this because the situation on the ground for students of color is not good. So I reached out to Jordan and I was like, hey, we should write a letter to the district. And she was like, yes. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. I don't know if you want to add anything else, Jordan.
Definitely the national events that were taking place really contributed to us getting together, but also on a smaller level, what like my younger sister had been experiencing, all my siblings had been experiencing at Pioneer High School really led to, wow, we have to start creating change locally.
I remember one conversation Jordan and I had was kind of talking about stuff that like we went through when we were still in school, and then talking about stuff that happened to our siblings and being like, oh my God, it's so much worse. There were so few like students of color, and it like felt pretty alienating, but I was like, oh, it wasn't that bad. And then like talking to Jordan, talking to like younger siblings, it was like, oh my God, it's worse.
Yeah.
Can you give a summary of your letter and tell me what actions you want the school board to take?
There was a template going around by a Black educator, and we took a lot of this from her template. And basically, it kind of says, like, we need to address the situation of how Black, Indigenous, and other students of color are treated in this school by other students, by the administration. We kind of talk about, like, why it's essential to have conversations about race, not just so that students of color can learn about their own history that is American history, but mm-hmm. so that like white students are aware that like things like blackface aren't good. We've actually had a lot of people that were like, we didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then how we need to move from simply not being racist to being like actively anti-racist.
But really we want to talk to them and just be like, hey, we have all of these resources. We can start implementing this next semester. Some of this stuff, obviously, we need to work on. It's going to take a while. But the Learning Council has met with us, and they're like, hey, we have funds. We can help fund some of these, like, diversity trainings, different resources to really, you know, obviously show that there aren't any excuses to not do this. You know, like, the excuses to not do this are really, really small at this point.
Marissa and Jordan spoke out during the public comment portion of the school district meeting on July 16th. A sit-in protest was organized outside of the district office in support of their letter. In Marissa and Jordan's letter, they call for the school board to start with changing their mission statement and releasing a statement on current events. I reached out to Superintendent Karen Gibson for a statement on what the DCSD will be doing to address these current events. She told me that the school district will be looking into this matter, but at this time we do not have a statement. The school board will be visiting about the topic over the next few weeks. Marissa and Jordan plan to continue their efforts to change the culture of Delta County schools. For KVNF News, I'm Carmen Rodriguez.
That concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.